Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us, a friend to the show, no doubt about that. We've talked many times, Michigan native and author, Landon Beach. Landon, welcome back to the show, my friend.
Oh, it is so good to be with you, Kevin. Appreciate you having me back on, and a little bit of a treat that we got to see each other over the summer when I came up to Michigan. So it was good to touch base finally after 5 years in person. I like the calls, but it's good to just shake your hand and see how things are going.
I call it my brush with greatness. I get to meet an author like you, so it was awesome, my friend.
Well, I'm still fooling people, my friend.
No. Well, let's before we get into the Blue Hour sanction, let's talk a little bit about what led up to this. What have you been up to? Let's say since the last time we talked.
Yeah, and so the short history is that I'm a full-time writer.
You are,
and I was born and raised in Michigan, and decided to write books that mostly are set around the Great Lakes area because I thought it was a great opportunity to set books where not a lot of books are set, and it's also a great location to set books. So that started back in 2018, and I've been working my way through a couple series. One is the Great Lakes Saga, the next is the Sunrise Side Mystery Series, and then I've had a couple standalones along the way. And so since we last talked, which was the second book in the trilogy of the Sunrise Side Mystery Series, Here on Nights, I wrote a book that is related to that series, but is a standalone action novel, The Blue Hour Sanction. So that's what we're here to talk about today, but that's what I've been up to since then.
And you know what? It probably took up all that time because just reading it, I thought it had to have been. I always ask where you come up with these ideas, but when I read that, the first part of the book, and I went, oh, okay, so she's an athlete at U of M, and she's going to become this great agent. And I thought, how do you come up with stuff like that?
Well, I've told others that I've never worked harder on a book before in my life, and one of the main reasons is that I have never written in this genre before, which is a pure action thriller, and it is very difficult. I have a whole new appreciation for people who write action thrillers for a living, because it is so difficult to write a good action scene, let alone an entire book that keeps you moving and keeps you guessing, and also that doesn't drag on or dive way into the minutiae of taking a page and a half to explain a certain weapon, because most readers are like, okay, I've got it, it's a gun or a knife. But then there are other readers too that want to have the weapons outlined specifically, and they want to know what the capabilities are. So it's finding that magic zone in between so that you satisfy all readers with what you put through. But yes, it was difficult. I'm glad that it's over. It was hard to write.
Let's get into it. The Blue Hour Sanction is, it's an origin story, but it's an origin story in another story. So it really makes you sit down and read and really focus on the book.
Yeah, and so when I came up with the Sunrise Side Mystery Trilogy, which of course is Huron Breeze, Huron Nights, and then the next book, the finale, which will be Huron Sunrise, the whole premise of those books was, what if there was a best-selling author who was writing a six-book series about this mythical world-class assassin female protagonist named Adrian Astra, but the author disappeared for 10 years, and then all of a sudden comes out of seclusion and starts writing about Adrian again. And so I wrote Huron Breeze, and just as I was finishing up Huron Nights, which deepens Rachel's character and the struggles that she has to bring, you know, this series to a close, I thought, I really have always wanted to write an origin story, and I've never tried my hand at action before. And so, as you know, my other books, there's thrills and suspense and action, but it's never a pure A to Z, you know, roller coaster ride of action. And so I thought, you know what? It's right here in front of me. This character of Adrian Astra, what would happen if a small town girl from Michigan becomes this tremendous heptathlete at the University of Michigan, and there's an off-the-books company who, you know, recruits her to try to become the world's most lethal assassin? And that's where the story came from. And I said, let's go with it. So yes, I never thought that a fictional author who created a fictional series would be the basis for this fictional story of my own. one, but it ended up working out that way.
You kind of went out of your comfort zone with this story, but not in a big way, because we still get to hear about different locations in Michigan, and that's always a cool part of this. You always bring this Great Lakes State in.
Yeah, it's really important to me to highlight different parts of Michigan, and so this one worked really well because, you know, Lake Superior region, I hadn't really revisited that since the second book in the Great Lakes saga, which was The Sail, but there are so many remote areas and remote islands up there that I thought, what if there was this training facility on a remote island that no one knew about, and it kind of has a Hunger Games-like aspect to it to see who gets weeded out and who actually gets selected to be an assassin. So when people ask me about the Blue Hour Sanction, I always say basically the Hunger Games meets James Bond, and it's an origin story from a strong female protagonist from Michigan who gets trained in a part of Michigan. And the island that I write, of course, it's not used for this, but it actually does exist in Lake Superior.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And so it's around offshore of Wawa. I believe it's called Michipitoken Island. And it was interesting researching it to find out what the size of the island was. Would it be able to have the things that I needed that if a company came in and created, you know, these different paddocks? Right. And it does have a lighthouse right on the end. And as you know from reading it, what if inside the lighthouse that was kind of a command and control center for when they have the trials? So it ended up working well. To my knowledge, no, there's no secret company that is using that right now.
Man, there'll be people swarming that island, you know.
They're going to want to know. Go out kayaking.
Exactly. The book is out. It's available right now?
Yes. And so right now, the paperback and Kindle versions are available on Amazon. And Susanna Lise Freeman, who is an award-winning audiobook narrator and friend, is going to be performing the audiobook.
Great.
And she's going to start recording in a little over a week. And so the audiobook for the Blue Hour Sanction should be out sometime in October and November. And I also like to put in a plug too, Kevin, because I'm a big fan of local and traditional bookstores too. I think they're the lifeblood of every community. And so if you are a bookseller or a bookstore owner listening to this episode, I also have an arrangement with Thunder Bay Press where local bookstores are able to order copies of all my books from Thunder Bay Press and then have them for retail in their own bookstores. This last summer, I had someone reach out to me and say, hey, I was in the Cottage Bookshop over in Glen Arbor and picked up your books. And that always feels good to know that we're supporting local bookstores. So yes, Amazon and my audiobooks are available wherever audiobooks are sold. But also, you'll find throughout Michigan in bookstores, you can pick up my books as well and give some local business to support that economy.
Well, you know where we're leading to next? You kind of alluded to it a little bit so far. What's up next for you, Landon?
So in addition to the Blue Hour Sanction audiobook coming out, the audiobook for Huron Nights will also be out in the next couple months. And so look for that in October or November. Scott Brick is just finishing that up now, so I'm excited to get that one out. In terms of what I'm working on, I'm writing Huron Sunrise, which is the finale to that Sunrise Side mystery series, and that'll be published on January 18th. And then I will finally start writing The Bay once that gets published in January, which will be the Great Lakes finale. That's what's on the horizon, and we'll see what happens after that. But those two books are right now in my sights, my friend.
Very good. Well, out right now, The Blue Hour Sanction by Michigan author Landon Beach. And Landon, they can learn more by going Facebook and website to find out more?
Absolutely. So my website is LandonBeachBooks.com, and there are links to all of my books and information about any projects that I'm working on. And you can sign up for my email newsletter, which also includes discounts. So I highly recommend that. And I do not spam. I only send out messages maybe once or twice a year when we have a release or a discount. And then I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And at my website, I also leave my email address. So if you'd like to reach out and touch base, I'd love to hear from you.
Very good. Get the book now, The Blue Hour Sanction. Landon, always a pleasure, my friend. And I'll look forward to catching up with you again very soon when that next book comes out.
You bet, Kevin. Thanks a lot.